Okay, said Tommy, who then ran off to his house to get a pillow. An hour later, Tommy met Mr. Peabody on the pitcher's mound. Hello, Tommy, said Mr. Peabody. Follow me and bring your pillow. Tommy followed Mr. Peabody to the top of the bleachers, wondering what this was all about. It's a windy day, isn't it? Asked Mr. Peabody when they reached the top. Tommy nodded his head in agreement. Here is a pair of scissors. Now cut the pillow in half and shake the feathers out. Tommy looked confused, but did it anyway. He thought it was a small price to pay to gain Mr. Peabody's forgiveness. The wind carried the thousands of feathers far and wide. Tommy looked relieved and said, Is that all I have to do to make things better? There's one more thing, said Mr. Peabody. Now you must go and pick up all the feathers. Tommy frowned. I don't think it's possible to pick up all the feathers, Tommy replied. It would be just as impossible to undo the damage that you've done by spreading the rumor that I am a thief, said Mr. Peabody. Each feather represents a person in Hapville. There was a long pause as Tommy began to understand what Mr. Peabody was saying. Finally, he said, I guess I have a lot of work ahead of me. Mr. Peabody smiled and said, Indeed, you do. Next time, don't be so quick to judge a person, and remember the power of your words. Then he handed Tommy the shiny red apple and made his way home. The end.